Hi everyone, my name's Mia, and I'm here to talk to you about my career in the cosmetics industry. When I was a teenager, I was absolutely obsessed with cosmetics. I used to practice different looks on my friends, and while some of them wanted to work in television or do bridal makeup, my ultimate dream was doing the makeup for fashion shows. I just loved the creativity and the drama of it all. So, when I left school, I enrolled in a practical beauty course at a local college. I went in assuming that the practical application classes would be my favourite part. However, we also had to study the biology of the face, and surprisingly, it was the modules on skincare that completely grabbed my attention. I was fascinated by how different ingredients reacted with the skin. As part of the course, we had to do a practical assessment where we prepared models for a local theatre production. Many of my classmates found dealing with difficult clients to be the hardest part. For me, though, I realised I couldn't handle the time pressure backstage. I like to take my time and plan things out, so having to rush a look in 5 minutes made me realise being a hands-on artist wasn't for me. Around the same time, we had a guest lecturer who talked about the business side of the beauty industry. She set us a project, and instead of creating a makeup look, I ended up designing some packaging for a hypothetical perfume. My tutor was so impressed with my ideas that she suggested I look into the corporate side of the cosmetics world. After graduating, I applied for several internships with major cosmetics firms. I initially had my heart set on a role in product development, as I loved the idea of mixing colours. But as it turned out, I was thrilled to be offered a place in marketing. It felt like the perfect fit for my organisational skills and my love for beauty products. On my very first day as an intern, I expected to be photocopying or fetching coffee. Instead, my boss asked me to research the target audience for a new lipstick collection. I had to look at age groups, lifestyles, and shopping habits to figure out who would actually buy the product. It was a fantastic introduction to the business. Of course, it wasn't all easy. I thought my biggest challenge would be the long hours, which are pretty common in this industry. In reality, getting my head around the scientific data was the real hurdle. I had to read complex laboratory reports about chemical formulas and translate them into benefits that everyday consumers would understand. Eventually, I was offered a permanent contract, and I now have a variety of responsibilities. Some of my colleagues love working on photo shoots or writing our social media posts. Personally, I get the most satisfaction out of organising our promotional events. There is nothing quite like seeing a venue come together and watching journalists and influencers interact with our new items. People often ask me what it takes to succeed in this business. While having a good imagination and strong communication are obviously helpful, it's actually teamwork that you really need to survive in this department. You have to coordinate with scientists, designers, and sales representatives constantly, so you absolutely must be able to collaborate effectively. Looking ahead, I'm very happy where I am right now, but I definitely have ambitions. While I don't ever expect to be the chief executive of the company, my ultimate goal is to work my way up to brand manager. That would allow me to oversee the entire strategy for a specific line of cosmetics, which would be a dream come true.